into items 18 and 19 as the addendum, correct? You added some. We added a couple of items that we need to need to approve, or
we
not?
Do. So item number 18 is the confirmation of appointment recommendations to the Granite Hills Hospital Governing Board. This item is an action item, and it comes from the governance's October 26th, 2021 meeting.
Thank you, Jody. Real quick, as Jody just mentioned, the governance committee met on Tuesday. We were asked as a board to move forward with two names for recommendation to the Granite Hills Board of Governors. And as per contract, these individuals needed to be two non-voting members, BHD members, appointed by the Mental Health Board. So at that meeting on Tuesday, the Governance Committee put forth the names of Administrator Lappin and Dr. John Schneider. So that is what we are voting for, or that is what we are taking action on this morning. So I would want to have someone from the Governance Committee to move approval.
Move approval of these two appointees.
Second.
Okay, we have Kathy and Tom. Jody, if you could take a roll, unless there's any discussion. I should ask if there's any discussion. Okay.
Madam Chair, board members, did we lose board member Stevens?
We did lose Dr. Stevens.
Jody, I do see that board member Lavrenz is still in the chat on the invite. I wonder if she may actually be available to get us back to quorum. I don't know if she's, or perhaps her microphone isn't functional or something.
Board member Lavrenz, are you with us?
She's showing is offline, I think.
Madam Chair, board members, without Dr. Stevens, I think we lost our quorum.
Let me find out where Rachel is.
I think the bylaws have a provision for an email vote. Since this issue is of somewhat of essence.
Madam Chair, board members, I do not think there is a provision for that. Court counsel even weighed in. You had to be physically present to even vote. You weren't allowed to take votes via telephone when we were all in the room together. That was the advice.
We're not physically present.
Yeah, come back. We're doing votes and we don't have quorum.
Yeah, something needs to change about that.
That's Rachel's coming back. She didn't know she could get back in.
I did text Vice Chair Lanier as well, just in case. So,
you know, just one suggestion for the future, being that we usually do these votes at the end. I wonder if we could do them in the middle. If we could break from the meeting somewhere earlier in the meeting while we still have more attendees. I know I like everybody else, don't want to have two meetings a month. So yeah. I understand what Jody said. But perhaps we can move the voting part of it, the closed session, to the middle of the meeting or early in the meeting, either one.
Or even my action items get priority and they're moved to the front of the agenda.
Sounds good. Madam Chair, board members, it looks like we now have board member Foreman with us. So, with that being said, Board Member Foreman, we are on item number 18. Item number 18 is the item that is on, is one of the items that is on our addendum.
I was in a broom closet.
Yeah, the discussion, you missed the discussion that was held on it, and Board Member Eilers, do you want to just update her on the recommendation of the appointments?
The recommendation is to appoint Mike Lappin and John Schneider as non-voting members on the Granite Hills Board of Directors.
Okay.
We had a motion to approve and a second already.
We did. So with that being said, I am going to call the roll. Eilers?
Aye.
Foreman?
Aye.
Lanier? Lavrenz? Lutzow?
Aye.
Neubauer?
Aye.
Stevens? Wesley?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
Six ayes, zero noes. The motion is approved.